This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez. Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, High FM. The time is now 9 and 10 minutes. And we're here at the studio. Basically, most of us, we've got with us our Swiss watch and diamond expert, Liel Rimon. How are you, Liel, this morning?
Good morning, Chag Sameach. Do you want to hear a Hanukkah joke?
Just now. Hold on. Just now with the Hanukkah joke. Then we've got with us Peter Feldman. He's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well, Roy. Thank you.
And we've got with us Moshe Starogard. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. Very
all right.
Well.
Do you want to listen to a little bit of complaints if you want to listen to some complaints from a, how do you call it, a Polish decent person, how's business, Moshe?
Flat like a pancake.
You can do it in Yiddish.
My name is Roy Peretz, and I'll be your host for the next 40 minutes. So here goes. Leo.
It's Hanukkah, so first of all, it's flat like a latke. And the joke that I want to tell you, Roy, say ma.
Ma
os tzur yeshurati. Ah, you see how funny it is.
Ma os tzur yeshurati. Yeah.
That's it. I don't know.
Yeah,
you want already to start and putting the heavy stuff. I got some nice. We in the middle of Hanukkah.
What?
We in the middle of Hanukkah.
What the middle? I mean, we only a third. I mean, think candle. Let me tell you. I already picked up like a kid. As little as possible, my friend. I mean, after the third candle, because I just went onto the scale this morning.
No,
and
don't.
I was really, really unhappy.
No,
because
no.
What now?
You eat one sufganiya, one donut. In the beginning of Hanukkah, and that's it. That's
no, no, but it, you, eat, it. You eat one on the first candle and two on second. That's what they call. That's the law.
No, you're the
but
guy.
But they're getting nicer and nicer.
You got it. Yeah. They're getting nicer and nicer, and your wife getting. You know what? You know where. You know what donuts go to.
Go to.
They only
know.
Go to one place.
To your butt. That's where it's going.
I don't know.
Your
if
bottom.
We can say
bottom.
That.
At the bottom.
It's not a good idea. But we all know that, and we all eat sufganiya or donuts on Hanukkah because of the oil and the miracle that happened to us.
Is that because of the oil we eat it?
I think it's because of the oil. We eat everything with oil.
Really?
Yeah, the Moroccans have all this stuff that they eat with oil in Hanukkah.
Yeah, all their food, never mind. All their food is oily.
Okay, but in Hanukkah it's extra oily. They put another.
This is going to be our last show for this year. So let's get it. Let's crack some stuff. Let's remember some stuff that was really, really interesting last year. This morning we got great news, meaning, I listened before I came to the station that Zuma is going to pay for his own trial. So for me, it's happy. I wonder who is going to steal from before he's going to pay for this trial.
Exactly. Who's going to pay for.
He's going to steal from you. He's going to steal from
me. He stole already from me.
But he's going to steal more.
How much more?
I mean, millions.
He must give. He must tell us how much more.
Did you saw the?
He's waiting for his accountants to tell him how much he still needs.
Did you saw the fuel prices, or your butler is fueling your car?
What do you mean? Is it going up?
Are they not up enough? What do you mean they're not going up?
It's going up again.
It's going up again.
No, can't be, because normally December they drop. I don't know why.
They were talking about it going up in January.
Yeah, you see.
You know why they drop.
Yeah.
It's because in December, very seriously and very badly, only from Johannesburg, about 2,000 people. How many cars are there?
Like a billion. 2, how many?
No. Yeah. 2,000 people. How many cars are they driving in?
2,000 cars. 1,000 cars, yeah.
Even 1,000 cars. All the petrol is going because the car is gone. And the people are gone as well. So maybe that's why they putting the petrol a bit cheaper.
Let's go to our advertiser. We'll come back just now. And here goes that one. I don't know if you remember this song. We just come back. Thank you for staying with us. I don't know if you remember Adam Sandler's song. I think I put it last week, but I'm going to remind you of this song.
It's about Hanukkah.
About Hanukkah, the Hanukkah song.
No, it's about Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Well, the Americans say Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Like herbs.
We also say
like
Hanukkah.
What? Herbs. Herb.
Yeah, we say herbs.
What do they say?
They say herbs without the H. Herbs.
I remember when I was in New York, I was ordering a beer, and they say, what do you want? I said, beer.
Beer.
You mean beer?
Beer.
No, I need beer.
Have you ever asked for water in America?
Water.
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 Water. Water. They don't know what you're talking about.
That doesn't sound like what's it's supposed to be.
Because they speak American, not English. You know?
And they spell American as well.
They spell American too?
Yes. Well, if you look at some colors, flavor, defense, it's all American spelling.
Yeah. And not even
program.
Nightclubs. N-I-T-E club, not N-I-G-H-T.
And they spell flavor, yeah. F-L-A-V-O-R.
That's,
spell
that's
defense,
that should be spelled.
I think that's from, that's from French, from Latin in the
media. You know, Roy, it's funny because I'm just going through my little yellow book. In my little yellow book, I've got all the movies that have opened during the year, and you know, I make little notes. So when we're talking about it, I know, you know, what the film's about and who's in it, and little notations. And there were really very few really good movies this year. Hey, Liel, I mean, I made a note here of some of the movies that I enjoyed that had some impact, but there were no really great blockbusters this year. I mean, if you want to talk about Star Wars, which opens tomorrow. I mean, everybody's waiting to see it. It's a blockbuster. It's a big, major movie. And there was the Justice League, and there were a couple of others in this kind of genre.
Yeah.
But, you know, the movie's like Gifted, about this little girl who was so gifted, A Man with the Iron Heart, which was the Nazi killer, Churchill, which
that was crazy. That was
Viceroy's House.
Proper crazy movie.
There was that fun movie, Baby Driver.
Yeah.
There was a movie like The Exception, which was another great movie. About
then that's the William, you know, the king from England who was in Netherlands. I mean, from the Wilhelm, king of Germany,
when Hitler came to power,
In Netherlands, yeah.
Yeah, he put him on this island, and they were scared they were going to assassinate him, and there was a plan. And there was a little Jewish girl who was a maid, and she was actually a British agent. And it was a very compelling movie.
I would just go and ask you, what do you think was the most craziest, the most, like, best movie of the year?
I was just saying, I don't
actually
think,
separate
I,
them. I the craziest you... and the most beautiful movie of the year.
gee whiz. There were so many, like, Alien. I mean, that's a crazy movie. Or Below the Mouth. I must say, Below the Mouth was about lesbianism.
Huh?
Yes, it's about two girls who fall in love, and it's the most explicit sex I've seen on screen in decades. I mean, it's like
you never mentioned it on my show.
I did actually, Roy, and you started salivating.
Did I?
Yes.
I also don't remember. I don't remember neither.
You probably weren't paying attention. I know you don't pay attention when I talk about movies.
Ah.
I'm just looking through my little book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Founder, which was about.
McDonald's,
yeah, Ronald McDonald, and Michael Keaton was in
it. Michael Keaton was busy this week.
Movie,
he did Spider-Man, he did one. There's another movie with him coming up.
But you know, Peter, most of the movies that you mentioned are connoisseur movies, the good ones, like you can see them at Cinema Nouveau. The other ones, you know...
For mainstream,
Depends what you like.
What you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, people... listen to you and say, you know, you give a comment and you say it's either good or bad, but at the end of the day, I think people make up their own minds. I like, say, animation. I don't personally like animation, but if someone likes animation, then they'll go and look at Coco or, you know, Paddington, which is not totally animated.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie for this holiday season. So, you know, you make up your own mind, but I'm only a guide. And at the end of the day, they say, well, we like this, or I like Adam Sandler. I'll go and see an Adam Sandler.
So you didn't answer a question. It's like a politician.
There are too many movies. I mean, I've got like
round and
400
round and round.
Movies.
Just give us one that you really like, that makes you made an impression on
okay,
you.
Okay, The Man with the Iron Heart was a film that I came away thinking a lot about the brutality of the Nazis, about how people change. And people in authority, when this you're given a little power, how you go out and you're immune to killing.
I think because it was made in a very good way, like Schindler's List, that gave a very strong impression because it was made right. And the other movie, The Man with the Iron Heart, is also, like I said about the movie, there's a lot of details that are missing and you need to understand yourself, whatever, but it's made right, and then it's a good movie about a very, very important subject, and there are people that still don't understand it. That's why Schindler's List, I think, in every school in the world, you have to watch this movie. Have to.
I think they found out stuff about Schindler that it's not wasn't that great.
Okay, but I'm talking about I'm talking about the movie, not about Schindler.
Funny enough, I must tell you, yeah. I met Schindler.
You met Schindler?
Schindler.
Well, Moshe's old enough to meet Schindler.
No. Because, you know, Schindler...
Schindler was with Moshe in a crash.
Abraham, and Schindler.
Yeah. No, let me tell you.
Isaac was still a baby.
let me tell you.
Before he was born.
let me tell you. Schindler, he saved 1,000 Jews during Second World War.
How many did he kill?
And the Jews that came to Israel that survived, every year they used to bring him to Israel for about 2 weeks for holiday. Now, I was involved in a hotel, and once he came to my hotel. And that, you know, so, but I didn't know it. You know, he wasn't very famous then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and
but,
I
you
see
know,
how they... How
but
they
you will see the Pope and Nazi, you know, and he was drunk as he woke up till he went to sleep. Drunk the whole day.
Well, he knew how to live.
Roy, I mentioned a movie last night called Wonder. About a little boy with a disfigured face.
Yes.
Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah.
Who's an excellent little actor. And it's about bullying. It's about coming to terms with who you are. It's about other people accepting you, that you're different. And that's one of the movies of the year I'd seen.
And Peter, you didn't put it in your 1, 2, 3, by the way.
Wonder. No, because it was a week before.
Okay.
That's my reasoning. I should have mentioned it last week. But, you know, I'm getting on and it just slipped my mind.
100%.
But when I saw the reviews in the paper, it suddenly clicked in that I didn't speak about it. So that's why I mentioned it last night. And I'm mentioning it now. There was a very funny film called A Dog's Purpose. Why?
Is it really funny?
It's from a dog's point of view, why they are here. And it's about one dog and his whole life. He comes back as different dogs and how people treat him. And I know there are lots of animal lovers in Chai FM land. And this is a film. It was released in February, but I'm sure you can get it on DVD or you could stream it. And that was most enjoyable. It was a totally different film. I see Liel giving me a kind of grin.
I'm not.
We have to go to our advertisers, so we're going to come back just now. And here goes advertisement.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. 010-140-3020. That's our numbers. 061-895-1019. This is our WhatsApp number. 34519. For $1.50, you'll be able to SMS us. And Peter?
No, another good movie during the year was Denial, when they put the Holocaust on trial. Remember that movie with Rachel Weisz?
I thought you were talking about...
It was an amazing movie. Then Hidden Figures, about the woman behind the moon landing.
Fantastic.
The whole black group of women, and they were... And they weren't famous. They didn't make a big thing about them. But the film goes into their whole background. And then there was Moonlight, which was an amazing movie. Yeah. It won Oscars. And so those are movies that slip through the cracks. You can't always remember them. But there were a fair share, but nothing really big blockbuster. Liel, do you have anything to add to that?
I don't, at the moment, I don't have anything in my heart that jumps right up. And then, Roy, what do you think? What was your best movie of the year?
You like Kidnap, you told me.
I like Kidnap, though. That's last
okay,
week.
Okay, but that's the exciting reason.
I've seen quite a few movies.
We had all year.
I've seen quite a few movies, I must say, all year. One of them recently I've seen, it was half animated, and it was a part like the Avatar movie. Maybe you can remind me. It was like the Avatar movie, but it was an Avatar movie. It was really, really nice. I don't remember the names, but and I enjoy movies. I really
so that one.
Roy, do you don't go to movies normally. You don't go to standing queues or get tickets. You stream, don't you? You have a different way.
I actually love going to the movies.
Do you actually like the ambience of sitting and
like
people behind you chewing on popcorn?
I love it.
Chilling,
I love it.
And guys on cell phones busy tweeting.
No, I don't see that.
You
I don't see that. No, I don't see that. I really don't see people. I actually enjoy movies. Really, I do.
Yeah.
It's a different. First of all, you get out of the house. You can't stay the whole time at home. I mean, you have to get out and you have to support other people as well. You can't sit at home and only download movies. For sure, sometimes when my knees sore or something, I'm not going to go out. But
can we talk about history a little bit?
Yes, please.
Today is the we're in the middle of Hanukkah. I've always said it's not middle because it's only third, and you need to eat another 25 donuts until we'll die.
1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7
no,
plus 8.
No, that's a candle, Roy.
That's how it's supposed to work. That's how we... And it's so nice. They're very tasty.
We're talking about 300 years before Jesus Christ. There was two big empires. One from the north.
Yeah.
That didn't control Israel. That was the... What is Syria today? But they are all over the Middle East. And the one from the south was the new Egyptian. Okay, not the pharaohs anymore. The pharaohs are gone. These new Egyptian people, I don't remember the names exactly. It's not a history class. I'm just telling you what happened in Hanukkah. And the one from the empire from the north took over Israel. And when they took over Israel, that was already running in an autonomy.
Yeah.
And the people that were there were allowed to be Jewish and to do whatever they want and whatever. And the temple was, the second temple was built after the Greek break it about 250 years before. So there was a part of the temple that was built back, and that's what we called Beit Sheni, second temple. Now, there was people in Israel, and maybe Moshe can tell you about them more than me, that were called Mityavnim.
Yeah, Mityavnim were the same people that...
they became Greeks.
After many years later, they become smaller name afterwards.
They too. This is what you call today, smaller name. The guys that... They took on the Greek culture, the Greek religion, and everything.
You know why?
Because they were Jewish. They were still Jewish.
Same as the guys that were.
Not all of them
were Spanish.
There was a lot of you know.
And in Spanish used to be the Anusim.
Anusim.
In Spain, nobody did it by his own.
They did.
I know
they were forced to be done.
In a hidden way, they've done it. And they used to keep the religion at home.
Yes.
And until today, you know, basement. Let me tell you a story that I know a lady, Portuguese lady, with all the houses full of crosses and whatever. And she lights candles on Friday. And when I ask her why you light candles on Friday, she says, you know what? I don't know.
My grandmother used to do it.
My mother used to. My grandmother used to. Their grandmother used to.
And they used to do it. But in Russia, in the 20s and the 30s of the last... they also used to do it. They used to close the windows and everything. If they will see you do that, they will take your head off.
Yeah, so.
Therefore, all the Russians, most of the Russians that came to Israel,
was not
circumcised.
Religious.
No, they're not circumcised.
Not circumcised.
Because they were afraid to circumcise in the event they'll find out the Jews.
So that's how they find out.
They look at your
pee-pee.
So let me just finish the story, okay? And there's something very, very strange. The Mityavnim, these people, went to the new empire that was controlling Israel and asked them to not to let the Jews do the thing anymore, to ban the temple, the holy temple, and tell the Jews to go away. In Judah, in the area of Jerusalem, there was a guy by the name of Matityahu. And Matityahu had five sons. One of his sons called Judah, and his nickname was Hamakabi. And do you know why he was called a Maccabee? What is Maccabee? What is it coming from?
He was a very good athlete and had the Maccabi game.
He was, it's not funny, he was a very good athlete. He was like Israeli Hercules.
Strong.
He was very, very strong, unbeatable. And they call him Maccabee from the name Makevet. What is Makevet?
Makevet is
a huge hammer. It's a big hammer.
Like the hammer, Thor's hammer.
So Thor's hammer. So they call him Judah, big hammer. And his people were the Maccabim. And until today we got Maccabi. People don't know that it's coming from the name Makevet, that is nice. A big hammer.
That's nice, Leo.
So Judah, big hammer, was a really, really special fighter. And he revolt against the new empire that came. By the way, it was called Antiochus.
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 Antiochus, yeah.
The name of the guy that took over is Antiochus. And he said to the Mityavnim, go to hell. Sorry, or go, don't leave me alone. I like the Jews. And then his son, Antiochus the Fourth, listened to the Mityavnim and start doing trouble to Israel. And these armies, back then, they used to use elephant, as you remember, they used to use the elephant as a
fighting.
As like a tank. You can't get to you if you own an elephant. And the Maccabim and Judah got a system of a big, like Shaka did, the changes way of fighting because of the enemies.
He invented a new tool,
like a big spear, a very long spear that they used to run and get under the elephant and get them in the heart from the underneath. And they beat a huge army. A very little
it
people.
It was the last successful coup. Not coup.
The last successful coup. Yeah, after that, it's a coup, yeah. The last, upright.
Yeah. The last successful one.
And they got to the temple, and they light the light of the temple, and it was only a little bit of oil, and it was a miracle because the light stayed on for 8 days, and that's why Roy need to eat 8 times. I don't know how you do it.
I'm telling you.
Eight square four, I think.
eight square eight.
Judah, the Maccabi, after he light the candle, he ate 8 sufganiyah. And then the second day he ate 2 sufganiyah. So that's why you must do.
That's why he had power to lift the Maccabit.
You have a lot of power, but I don't know how he can run after all this.
Talk to me. What do we have?
We have an ad, Roy.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Come to Norwood Mall and celebrate Hanukkah with a public display of Jewish pride. See Africa's largest dreidel and see the public menorah lighting. There's a kids program and magic show from today at 5:30, brought to you by Pick and Pay. The lighting's at 6:30 and it's hosted by Sydenham Shul. Then on Monday, that's the seventh night of Hanukkah, at 6:30, there's also another same program. And there's another one on Tuesday, the 19th of December. That's the eighth night at 6:30, and it's the same program. Pick and Pay vouchers to be won as prizes each night. The Hanukkah Discovery Center, an exciting hands-on learning experience for children of all ages, is open each day of Hanukkah until after the menorah lighting. Find it opposite the information kiosk.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go and listen to a lekker song. I love this song. I don't know why, but it always makes you like feel good. So here goes that one. I don't know if you remember that, huh? The Lemon Tree, guys.
Yeah. Teddy Lopez. Teddy Lopez.
No, it's Full Garden. Fool's Gardens.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Paris.
I don't want to break the song to you, but it's... But I like it as a background, so...
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Awesome song.
So, I just want to say that we've got like 10 minutes or so to talk to you about last year. So last year, what happened last year? The dollar went crazy.
This last year.
Listen, guys, this is our last Roy and Friends show for the year, so we're allowed to call it last year.
Last year. So call it the whole of the last 12 months.
Yeah.
We've been trying to drill into your minds to really sit on your money. Don't spend it.
We had some very interesting guests this year, Roy. And you had a woman who came in here and spoke about, what is coin? Remember?
Oh, this coin.
This coin. And we had a response, the biggest response we've ever had on the show.
Yeah.
It just shows you how it touched someone's heart. It touched people in the pocket.
I'll tell you something. Do you know, when you get to a stage where you understand that doing good actually, you know what? When I feel like it. I don't know if I'm wrong or not wrong, but when I do good, I make more money. I don't know why. So it's not, but it wasn't. It wasn't
payback. Payback from the universe.
Payback from the universe.
You know Chazal, what Chazal said.
No, what did he say? It's a lot of things.
You do know, but you don't know which one.
Yeah.
Shlach lachem echal pnei amai.
Yeah, they say send your bread on the water. Maybe the fish will come.
No.
Yeah, but it's not that.
No. what fish?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, it's just in the end of the day, in later day, it will come back to you because...
What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. If you do something good, you will get
I think what's happening now is that you guys, I mean, if you want to sell any gold or anything, you must remember that that all refineries, even ours, are closing tomorrow. So Russians sell the gold. If you want to sell it now, the price is still great.
Yeah, until tomorrow. Tomorrow at about
noon.
No, not even noon. They're closing early.
Early.
About 10 o'clock. If you come before 10 o'clock, you can still get good prices. After that, I'm really...
You know,
really,
I tell you, we actually... You know, people are saying, who do you think is going to be the head of the ANC coming Monday?
I know who I want to be the head of the...
I don't care about what you... What do you think is going to be?
Cyril.
You think Cyril?
Cyril Ramaphosa has an excellent
Cyril
chance.
What do you think?
Cyril, too.
Two Cyril?
I know where Roy is going. Okay, he's talking Trump and
no, not Trump.
South
no.
Africa.
No, I'm talking about South Africa.
I know South Africa, but you're saying that the underdog is coming, or she's underdog in the only on the book.
Yeah.
But you saw what happened in America now, that the guy in Alabama, the guy that was about 8% on in front.
Yeah.
Of the other guy lost in 0.8%.
Yeah. Now, what I think is
that's almost 10%.
I think we must remember that that we're sitting in a quite a crazy country, and right now in this stage of our lives, I think we must make all our calculations that the lady will win. But if the lady wins, we must see what precautions we must take.
But you say that it's not going to be a clean win.
It's going to be a bought one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
There's a lot of corruption still going on.
At the end of the day, corruption in South Africa.
No,
sure. I mean, this is
specifically regarding the nominations. I think it's going to be a very interesting weekend, right?
I think the Russians going
to fascinating.
I think the Russians going to try to influence the result.
And the Russians, I think a lot of people will influence the result, Moshe.
I don't think the Russians can influence South Africans. You know, this is not.
By the way, do you know that the Russians? We are part of the Russians and the Chinese and the Indians and the Brazilians.
BRICS.
Yeah. And we're going to have our own internet from about a couple of years from now.
Yeah, what's going to be cool?
What do you mean?
Very cool. It's we're separating from the Americans
in
the West.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
Now you're Russian. You learn to speak to the Russians, and you be strong like Russia.
The only thing good in Russia is the girls. Other than that, I don't see anything good in Russia.
Not only Russia, the whole Eastern Europe. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ukraine.
Oh, and you don't need to talk to them. Language is no barrier.
No.
Who needs to talk?
When you get down to business, you don't have to talk.
You can do a pantomime.
But what I want to say is we've got few moments till we shutting out the show. And if you think properly of what happened this year, and the dollar went up to 16 and going down to 13 or 12 even. And then going up, now we're sitting about 12.50, somewhere around there. It's 13.50, somewhere around there. And... what do you guys think? What do you think is going to happen? If the lady will take over, I think the world will completely leave us. If Cyril will take over, there will be signs of hope. So if there will be signs of hope, people will still invest in South Africa, although we are on junk status.
Yeah.
But if the lady will take over, I think we're
going to have a heavy time of it.
Yeah,
we're on a very, very fast way.
Slippery slope. Eh?
No, fast way, very fast way to.
Don't forget that the lady has an impeccable good record.
Credentials.
She's got an impeccable good record when she was
at the AU. But she a very bad record, though. She did nothing there.
No, I'm not talking about the AU. You're jumping the gun. I'm talking about when she was
Minister of Home Affairs, and when she was Minister of Health,
she actually didn't do that bad.
I remember Home Affairs. She did a good job. She took over from the Zulu
warrior.
What is a Zulu warrior? What was his name?
Shaka Zulu.
Butelezi.
Yeah, Butelezi is old.
Now he's old, but when he was.
It was a mess.
Home Affairs was a mess, and she took it and she
straightened it out.
Very nice.
To be honest with you guys, I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, all of us like South Africa. I think
that's exactly it.
It makes me cry.
But why do you think? You think that she's more loved, or you think she have more connections to get voted? Why do you think she will get voted?
I think Zuma himself, El Presidente, will take all his people and will push for her to get elected.
But he's failing, and he's keep on failing, and he's.
I don't think he's failing. I think I don't think he's failing. I think Zuma still has got a huge power in the ANC. He's failing the country. In a white minority.
But there's still a lot of disillusionment amongst the ANC members with Zuma. And look what's been happening over the last couple of days. Yes, if you listen to other radio stations and interviews with some of the ministers, some of the key people in the ANC, you can see that they fractured. The ANC is two camps. There's a big split. And that's what they wanted, them to come together. I mean, they had this unity thing. People were voting for unity.
Yeah.
And one character said, what is unity? Is it a party? Who is unity? Unity is a functional thing.
We all together.
Thing. Yeah. So you can't vote for unity in that sort of system.
Because a unity against who?
That's right.
You understand?
You've got to vote for a person.
So the idea is very simple. So they make they try to confuse the matter. I'm telling you, my feeling is that the lady will take over. If the lady takes over, we better be prepared. I'm not saying we have to run away. We just have to be prepared.
Well, we weren't prepared when Zuma took over. We didn't know what was coming. We really didn't.
I think if you listened to me, you would know.
But that was, how many years ago? I didn't even know you then.
That's 6 years ago.
Well, 9 years.
No, he came into power, when was it, 2009?
6 years ago.
Who, Roy?
No.
I didn't know Roy in 2009.
Roy came into power about 3 years ago.
No.
And he's always been holding on to power. Your business is going to be open during the holiday period?
No. We're going to close on the 22nd.
We vote for Roy because he's not...
You see, Roy, if she takes over, it's not ever much if she takes over or Cyril takes over. It's a question the way the world will look at this. If a person sits over there in Hong Kong or London or New York, a fund manager, he says, listen, look what's happening over here. Am I going to invest
she's
money?
Keep on being...
No, I'm going to take out what I've got in. And that's the problem.
If people will think she's still a puppet of the Guptas or whatever, so yes, it's very bad. But if they will make the connection between her and her ex-husband, that will be bad.
There is a connection. There is a connection, we know.
Cyril is a very shrewd businessman. I worked for a PR company that handled his company's PR. And I got to know Cyril to a degree. And he was a very nice, very sophisticated man who really knew economics. And that's what we need
today.
How did
he get to this huge money?
That somebody can explain to me. I don't know his full background. We'll need another hour's show, Roy.
I just know that the guy is killing the most people in South Africa every month. Every month, every year, yeah. He owned McDonald's.
Yeah, I had a share in McDonald's.
No. He got the franchise.
Yes, but he had a lot of shares.
Let me stop you here for the advertisement, and we're going to come back just now. Just think about it. Yeah, we're going to have a few minutes to say goodbye. And just to keep you with his thoughts. So please don't leave us.
It's not this song.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
I'm just putting the songs that I really, really like through the show as our background and not in my normal ukulele. So did you think about how those guys got into power? Cyril. I mean, we never heard about him before, and then suddenly he became a billionaire.
You got 2 minutes to say goodbye to your people that listen.
Don't worry
to
about the people. So I want you just to think about it and prepare your stuff. I think if you're prepared, you can't really, really go that wrong. Someone says it's Roy and Emp. All the American embassy will be in Herzog Street, near to Givat Mordechai, 80% underground.
That's the embassy in Jerusalem.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. All right, fine.
As long as there will be a part on top that we can see in a big flag.
Sufganiyot Sameach. All right. All right. It's not Sameach, fattening, but all right. Yeah. And it's happy while you're eating. Yeah. Guys, what I want to say, I really want to say thank you for listening to us for the whole year. And you can always contact us. My office numbers are 011-325-7777. Please feel free to contact us. When the office is closed, the telephone is diverted to me, so feel free. I just want to say happy birthday to the most wonderful person I know. The best person in the world. And I promise you, the best person in the world. Zita. Zita, she's Sasha Star's mother. And the most devoted mother I've ever seen in my life. And happy birthday to you.
But you got me there. I thought you were going to say Trump.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
thank you.
Sorry?
Does he have a birthday?
No. But you...
And Trump, but Zita is before Trump.
No, I don't think he have a birthday.
She's the most amazing person I've ever met. So Zita, to you and your family, to your wonderful family, and to your wonderful daughter,
we love
just
you.
Keep it up. Just be strong. Keep it up. It was lovely to meet you. I know the lady for 30 years. So, Peter, thank you so much for being with us the whole year and tell us all the great stories and the great movies. And you know, people spitting on you, steal popcorn.
Say that again?
People still spit on you popcorn.
Roy, thank you. You've been a wonderful team.
Thank you.
And I hope we made some inroads into the entertainment field and made a few people chuckle along the way. Maybe angered a few people, had responses from a couple of people. I just want to say, have a good year, relax, don't drink and drive, and we hope to hear you from you. We hope to entertain you next year.
Unless drink and don't drive.
Drink but don't drive.
We've got a beautiful long SMS
drink
here.
Drink and Huber.
Shalom Roy and team. Love your show. Your optimism. I'm optimist, all right? Enjoy. We should present your show. Just one critic. Jews represent the God of Israel. What? Why? All right. Israel, all right.
Jews, God, and Israel, it's the same thing.
And one of the team hurts this case. The movie critic, man, Roy gets blessed. What? Gets blessed when he's blessed. And it comes from our Elohim. Abba. I don't know how to read these things. Not the universe. Royce, please keep lifting the great AM ways high. What is AIMS? AIMS ways high. We are so tired of all the humanism, new age, me first, what?
Secular
bull, all right, S, from the other radio station. Bless you guys, love you, Maria Magdalena. All right, Maria, all right.
Guys, have a great, great, great end of the year. Drive safely, please, and have fun and come back to listen to us next year.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maria Magdalena. Thank you so much, all of you, and... Yeah, but you know what? We can finish actually with a song, with a great song from the Hanukkah song, or we can carry on with Dr. Alban with Hallelujah. So you know what? Hallelujah to all of you.
Hallelujah.
Have a great, great time. And thank you so much for me and the team.